You mentioned Stealing Home. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's a good book. Also, you could get Epic too, though there are no adult reads on there. It's just like more for.
I occasionally like reading graphic novels on a device, but I tend to prefer it in paper form.
Same.
But I read a couple while I was away because I was able to get downloadable books through Hoopla. So I read a couple that way. But yeah, I just put a hold on Stealing Home by Jay Torres.
And David something.
David Namasato. Yeah, is one the author and one the illustrator, or did they write it together? It looks like David Namasato is the illustrator. Cool. Very exciting.
Very, 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 very exciting. Do.
That could be our new theme song.
Very, 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 very exciting. Bound books, bound books, bound books. We're bound books. Yeah, they're by each other.
Maybe we should rethink
Yeah.
this song. Not our
Bound by
bandwidth.
books. Bound
We can
by
do
books.
better. All right. Well, on that note, before we keep singing and scaring radio listeners away, we'll wrap up this.
Let's scare
Oh no,
them.
I'm already scared.
I'm an embarrassment to the show. I'm
It's
proud of
true.
it.
The star of the show and quite the embarrassment. I'm teasing, but we are going to wrap it up for today. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. And until then, happy reading.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Each try, me nickel and dime, every quarter to two. But maybe it's time to let time pass through. If the future is bright, it doesn't shine with that end of the tunnel light. More like a deer in the headlights. Sudden red lights or your deadlights. As the anglerfish bite, it's not fair. The past is clear, but it's clear back there. What's ahead, no one knows. But it's closing in, we swear. Still not in my prime, I have so much to do. But maybe it's time to let time pass through. I can't just rewrite decisions when life gets strange. Should I go with my gut? On which door I should shut? I'm unsure, I'd keep exploring this rut. But what good is time without change? Move on. These things never last. Just move on. It goes too fast and the past has passed, so move on. No one likes an ending, so what's with the attention we keep on giving them? Why are we still spending so much time dreading our lives instead of living them? Why do we try to divert the river when the water is what will deliver us where we need to go? We may never know why. Time is always in limited supply, but we'll live to regret it if we get it and then let it slip by. It can never rewind. Once you've lost it, it's hard to find. Take the journey in stride when your plans have been sidelined. Every hourly chime could begin something new. So maybe it's time to let time pass through. Not passing by, but passing through. Till the well runs dry, just passing through.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Hello, it is me, Winter. You know, we're mixing things up today.
Yep.
I'm going to be the sound engineer.
And
I'm
going
to try to
host.
Get some experience. He is the host.
Yep.
So if I mess up, be patient. Pretty please. I'm a little bit new to this still. So if I do good, that's awesome. If I don't, Anyway, moving on. What's our show going to be about today, host?
Our show is going to be about inspiration, but...
And aspirations. Adding on.
Yeah. So, but before we get into that, we are going to go into the news.
Yeah.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Shanice Holmes Brown reports in the Times Union that Albany County tied the largest number of people in intensive care with COVID-19 January 13th with 19. That matches the number in the ICU last January 7th, back when vaccines were just starting to be distributed. There are 125 people in Albany County hospitalized with coronavirus right now. Albany County also announced January 13th, two more residents dead from COVID-19, a man in his 50s and a woman in her 60s. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "This is why we need to continue to prevent the spread of the virus and protect our most vulnerable from the worst illnesses caused by it through vaccinations, boosters, mask wearing, and social distancing," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Danny Jin is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. CSX Corp, the owner of tracks on the proposed Berkshire Flyer route in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, has agreed to allow Amtrak to operate New York City to Pittsfield passenger service this summer. CSX will also meet six other conditions that Amtrak requested as part of the company's proposed acquisition of Pan Am Railways, which co-owns the Hoosac Tunnel. The railroad agreed to the conditions in a January 12 filing with the Federal Surface Transportation Board a day before the board began a hearing for the transaction. State Senator Adam Hines called the agreement an exciting development, adding that the Berkshire Flyer is, and I quote, ready to start, end quote, in the summer, and will play a part in the regional passenger rail resurgence that lawmakers are looking for. Hines said he previously was concerned over CSX's, and I quote, lack of cooperation, end quote, in passenger rail discussions, but he now supports the deal. Passenger rail service between Berkshire County and New York City could begin this summer. Amtrak already runs daily passenger service between the Albany Rensselaer Station and New York's Penn Station. The Berkshire Flyer adds Friday and Sunday continuations between Albany Rensselaer and Pittsfield's Joseph Celesi Intermodal Transportation Center. While the 2022 pilot plan to bring summer tourists for weekend trips, Harris said he would like to see the project evolve into daily and year-round service. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media. In celebration of its 150th anniversary this year, the Firemen's Association of the State of New York, or FASNY, will replace the word fireman with firefighter in its title. The change is being made as a gesture of inclusion, a way to recognize the diversity of everyone working in the industry. FASNY President John Farrell said, and I quote, "We felt it was certainly the time to move forward," end quote. In the last decade, the organization voted twice to update its name, but the measure never passed. FASNY First Vice President Edward Tass said, and I quote, "We did not make this change lightly. We know and respect the great history of our association. We also know that our name must represent today's volunteer fire service," end quote. The change was finally approved by the FASNY board in December. Lori M. Hunt, one of two women on the board, initially voted against the name change. Hines said she never had a problem with the original name and felt a sense of historical reverence toward the title of fireman since her father was chief of the Hanover Falls Fire Department in St. Lawrence County. Women have served as firefighters since about 1815, when a black woman named Molly Williams started working with Oceanus Engine Company No. 11 in Lower Manhattan. Generally, the role of firefighter was seen as being too dangerous for women. Hance said, and I quote, "Until 5 years ago, FASNY felt like a boys' club," end quote. She added, it took about 2 years for the men she worked with to fully accept her. She said, and I quote, "Some of the older members took longer, but FASNY can't be labeled a boys' club anymore," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli announced January 12th that property tax increases at the school district level will be capped at 2% this year as inflation has increased over the last year. The move will impact 676 school districts and 10 cities with fiscal years that begin July 1st. The cap limits the amount a municipality or school district can raise its property tax levy. The amount the cap is raised or lowered is largely tied to inflation. This is the first time the cap has been set at 2% since 2019 after a decade of largely flat inflation. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "School district and municipal officials must remain fiscally cautious to stay under the cap as they prepare their budgets. Even with significant funding from the state and federal governments, school and local communities are faced with the rapid increase in inflation, pandemic surge, and trying to retain and recruit employees," end quote. School voters can override the cap if 60% of the voters approve a budget that includes a higher tax levy increase. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 14th. Hope you're ready for true winter. Anyone riding on radial tires are going to feel things get a little bowling ballish as their tires harden in the cold air. Make sure that you plan a little extra time for travel, slow things down a bit. Make sure you have emergency items in your car. Extra coat, blanket, and emergency grip blanket in the glove box is a really great idea. Some water, portable phone charger, maybe a road flare, and you'll be in much better shape. The early morning temperature range for today in the region is 25 in Wemple and 30 in Winchell. Not much of a change in that as the day goes on. Wind gusts pick up around 11 a.m. A high temperature of 32 happens at 1 p.m. In that time, conditions will be in the freezing range. Frostbite isn't a major concern, but layer up so you are comfortable and protected from the wind. That means gloves, hats, and maybe scarves. After 2 p.m., that all changes. The temperature starts to fall and the wind gusts become more persistent. You will be hearing it howl tonight as temperatures drop to dangerous levels. Near 11 p.m., frostbite becomes a serious concern, getting more extreme as we slide towards a low of 2 degrees near dawn. Be inside if at all possible. Some people will have to leave taps running overnight. Tomorrow will be dry with a high of 13 at 2 p.m. Winds calm down a bit, making conditions sub-freezing. If going outside, be sure to bundle up. Saturday night will be dangerously sub-freezing again. This time, temperatures get closer to zero. Sunday will be dry with a more normal feeling high of 23 degrees. Monday, oh Monday, it is looking fun. Currently, it looks like 4 inches of snow will be on the ground by sunup, then another 4 inches falls during the day. A high of 36 is expected. Conditions could turn to mixed in the afternoon, but seem to favor snow. We will be keeping an eye on it. If there are major changes to that, there could be a special weekend weather update. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:21 a.m., then low tide at 6:33 a.m., high tide again at 12:43 p.m., and low tide again at 7:25 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 32 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:32 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see still a good possibility for geomagnetic storms on Sunday as a dense plasma stream flows over us. Satellites late last night detected an M2-class solar flare, possibly an X-class event, causing a radio blackout over Australia. Solar wind speed is currently 358 kilometers per second at 10.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently same as the past few days. Fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 30 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 111. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. cause it's the clubhouse. It's the fun house. It's the best house. Bit of a mess house, more stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too. So nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim.
Swim.
Dory,
swim.
Dory. I love to
yeah.
Swim.
Hello, everybody. We are in, obviously. Today we're gonna... I think we talked about it for a bit. We're gonna be talking about inspirations and aspirations.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to start us off a bit with a Finding Nemo clip. Yep. Because, you know, just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. It's Nemo. Come on.
We also have, Dory. Maybe if we get into it, no promises. Well, we got some Kung Fu Panda quotes because Kung Fu Panda was an amazing movie.
Of course.
When I was, like, super little, I was obsessed with that. Like,
it's Kung Fu Panda.
It's Kung Fu
Why
Panda.
Why would you not be?
Dude. He's a panda that fight.
If you didn't...
My childhood self is just in awe that I'm able to talk about this
friend,
on the radio.
I told my friend, we were joking around, and I said that he looked like Kung Fu Panda.
Dude, his name is Po. Wow, you ain't even calling him by his name?
No, I didn't.
Shake my head.
Yeah,
this is
no,
so sad.
I know.
So
noodles, not noodles. Come on, bro.
Noodles, not noodles. Yeah, that's in there.
All right, but...
Here, let me put in a song while we talk in the background, because
so,
why not?
Like we were saying about inspiration, right, and aspiration, right? Right? Inspiration, aspiration?
Yeah, I got a perfect way to start us off. What do you want to be when you're an adult? Like, the one question, super cliche, but it's a good way to start us off.
I want
to
be a game tester. I want to play video games.
That's it? How are you going to do that? What's your goal? Yes.
Ooh. I've never been asked this idea. So there was a college that I wanted to go to, and it was like technology college, kind of.
Yeah,
I wanted to go there as a kid, but then my inspirations kind of changed, and I was like, I want to be a chef, right?
I also wanted to be a chef when I was really little.
I like food and everything else, and on top of that, it has to do with math. So I was like, all right, bet, it's a win-win. I get to work with math, and I get to make food for people that most likely will like my food.
Most likely.
Yeah, most likely. So, yeah, that was one thing for me. What about you? What do you want
to
do when you grow up?
Quick, I wanted to be a chef when I was really little too. I didn't even know how to cook when I wanted to be a chef.
Oh,
it just seemed interesting.
We're talking about when we were little.
Yeah, when we were little.
I wanted to be a famous inventor.
Famous inventor.
I wanted to be on some Doc and McFly type stuff. Like,
I know what you mean.
Like, I wanted to make like a flying car type. Like,
a flying car, hard car.
Type, like,
be the Elon Musk of your generation.
Type. Yes, bro. Like, I wanted to make some flying shoes type.
I was
but
actually.
Then,
Oh, yeah. Phoebes. I'm so sorry. I forgot to introduce you.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Phoebes.
That's kind of my fault. I'm host. That's kind of my fault.
I want to know what's stopping you. Why can't you be an inventor? So be an inventor and play video games.
Because I thought I. Okay, so I thought I wasn't smart enough. I still don't, like, growing up, like, self-confidence kind of came in. Because, you know, you're a kid. You're like, ah, man, I can do anything. But then I'm like, I grew up and I'm like, damn.
It's so funny. Because little kids
kind of lost self-confidence.
It's so funny because little kids have no filter and they will literally say anything. Like,
oh, no. I still don't have no filter. That's one thing. That's one thing about ever. I still don't have a filter.
It's just
I'm more violent.
Just,
Yeah. So, but
I don't feel like a lot of inventors are necessarily the smartest people in the room.
No,
I think
they're
the people who are just the most curious.
Like,
so
I'm
going to
give...
Trying
I mean, I am a very curious person. I ask a lot
you
of
know
questions.
The,
but I kind of became more of an introvert.
Hold on. The person who... I think Thomas Edison, I could be getting this wrong. Don't quote me on this. Used to nurse birds back to health. I don't know. That just popped into my head since he was an inventor.
That's so random.
I know. It's just ADHD. And then it was like inventing. But yeah. So I'm going to talk about, I'm going to take the spotlight from you a little bit.
How I'm the host and you going to take the spotlight from me?
Yes.
Simply yes. You're making me out to be like a bad host.
No, you're a great host. I just want to rant a little bit.
How you take my spot there's in position one and thing, still talk?
Hey, there's one thing that I do best, and it's ramble about random stuff.
Oh my goodness.
For no reason.
That's
so
crazy.
Okay. Here, I just wanted to, you know, everybody's going to get a chance to answer. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to
get some light
we're gonna, I'm g- For me, there's so much stuff I wanted to do, but now it's more set to being a performer. And I've performed once before, and despite me having, like, major anxiety, it's just I did such a good job.
Yeah,
I did comedy.
You had a lot of praise. I heard you did great. I'm still very sorry that, like,
yeah, no worries.
I wasn't there to know see it because I was getting my hair done.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I still feel bad, but I don't feel bad yet. So
yeah. And there's actually a chance for a college. I can go to an improv college, which is super interesting.
That's a thing.
And apparently, one of the workers here, Faith, he was talking about it, and it sounded like super down my alley. Like, improv is so fun. I do it without even realizing it. Like, as a joke, I'll just act out a certain situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
In my old friend group, it used to be like our sense of humor was just constantly that, just random improv, so I kind of got a decent amount of practice, but
yeah.
And Thebes, obviously you are an adult, but I do want to ask you, what was your, like, I want to be this when I grow up as a kid?
Wasn't it like a doctor?
When I was a young kid, I said I want to be the program manager at the Catskill Club. No,
of course, of course.
Wasn't it like a doctor or something? Or like,
no.
Like,
no, I never wanted
vet.
To be a doctor.
Vet.
I wanted to be an architect.
Oh, architect.
Ooh, okay.
I wanted to be an architect. That was, and then I also was interested in, like, building bridges.
Ooh, okay.
But I went through the same thing Shahi went through. I went and looked at, like, engineering colleges, and I got kind of like, I was like, I'm not even smart enough to, like, do that. So, I don't know. But then, I ended up getting really interested in, like, government and policy work.
And now
so,
you're here.
Like, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't know what I wanted my job to be. I just knew I wanted to, like, make the world a less terrible place.
I think you did a really great job.
I'm now I'm at the clubhouse.
Yeah, I can definitely say you're a big inspiration for me. Even. Yeah,
you're pretty great.
You achieved your goals really, really well.
Yeah.
I can only hope to be like you. Or not only hope, I can put in the work, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
be inspired.
When I was younger, right? So for me, at least. So, you know how, like toilet paper, right? It sounds weird. Okay, so you know how, like, napkins and, like, toilet paper has, like, those little tubes, like those little cardboard tubes, like in the middle. Okay, so whenever, like, the tissue paper would be done, I used to, like, take them and I would make, like, swords out of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, like, I remember one time I made, like, a shield. Like I took a whole bunch. Like, I waited a week. I saved them and then I tore them apart. Like when I was younger, I used to take apart cars. Like, I used to, like,
cars?
Yes, bro. Like, cause my grandpa, like, okay. So my papa, rest in peace to him. My papa was a mechanic, right?
Yeah.
And he took apart cars. So, mind you, that was my man. Like, I was always around him 24/7, driving in the car. So I've seen him, like, take apart cars. So I'd be like, oh, that's cool. So I would take apart toy cars. And I also like sports. So, like, I played basketball. I played baseball. And then, like, I don't know, but, like, always in the back of my head, like, I was, like, I want to be an inventor. Like, I was, like, I want to be an inventor when I grow up. I want to be, like, the Tony Stark. Or, like, I want to be, like, Doc McFly. Or, I want to be, like, Marty McFly. I want to be that kid that be, like, hey, I got a hoverboard. Not just, like, yeah, I got a hoverboard. I'm flying. Like,
yeah. Jeez, you just brought me back to, like, the 2016 era of dabbing and hoverboards.
Oh,
and
no.
I think fidget spinners were the start of the downfall.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, I want to be an inventor. And then I was like, and then I found sports. And I forgot I did sports for a while. And I was like, I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And then basketball, and I got into football and all types. And then it went like this. It went to me wanting to be an inventor, to me kind of still being an inventor and being a game tester. If that makes sense.
I
like,
feel like they can kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, like inventor, game tester. Like, yeah. Yeah,
I'm super creative and still am too, and so I can relate to what you're saying.
I mean, like, I'm creative, but I mean, I'm low-key creative. Like I have a lot of ideas in my head.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, society, like, I'm only, like, am I going to be judged for my ideas? Like, am I going to, like, look dumb type? Like,
for me,
I don't know.
This is
Okay, I feel like this is a good moment to listen to that inspirational speech from Martin Luther King Jr. Rest in power, honoring you on Monday and every day. But that speech, I feel like, might be totally relevant to what you're talking about, Shahi.
Perfect transition. I'm going to play that for
everybody. Hey, thank you. I'm doing
this
it without knowing.
This is the most important and crucial period of your lives. For what you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go. And the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint. And I want to suggest some of the things that should be in your life's blueprint. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Secondly, in your life's blueprint, you must have as a basic principle the determination to achieve excellence in your various fields of endeavor. You're going to be deciding as the days and the years unfold what you will do in life, what your life's work will be. Once you discover what it will be, set out to do it, and to do it well. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And finally, in your life's blueprint, must be a commitment to the eternal principles of beauty, love, and justice. Well, life for none of us has been a crystal star, but we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but by all means, keep moving.
Hello, not gonna lie, that kind of made me want to tear up a little bit. That kind of
that was
my,
a really good.
That kind of hit my soul. I don't know why.
That was amazing.
That type
10
hit
out
my
of 10.
Soul. Like, clap it up to Martin Luther King.
Ooh.
Rest in peace to him. All power and everything
Such a
else.
Great figure.
That was just like
the ending too. If you can't run, walk.
Walk.
Where does it go?
It was like if you're a tree.
Yeah, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, move forward.
Oh, funny. Like, that's something. Like
quote.
That's different. That was his element. That was his thing.
I know this is just adding to the reputation of my terrible memory. But
oh my god,
there
why
was
do you
this
do
quote.
This?
The weird. Eccentricities, I can't speak. Word hard, ow. No, the things that make you weird as a child is what's going to make you successful as an adult.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. No clue who said it. Sorry.
Dang, that's crazy.
I can't give the credit. I apologize. What did you think of that speech, Phoebes?
I mean, your response means that I'm glad I shared it. I thought it was powerful.
Kinda
I did like
brought
the,
it up.
Where Shahi was going, the like, if you're not a tree, like if you can't be a tree, be a bush. If you can't be a high, be a trail. I like that too. It's like, it's just like everything is important. Like
that's the
first part of the blueprint. You are critical. You are essential. You're important, and you're perfectly unique. And you'll figure out what it is you're meant to do. But whatever it is, give it your best and figure it out. And that's kind of my point. And like, I think a lot of times people get turned away from their passions because they're afraid they'll be good enough at it. And it's like, well, if you don't pursue it, you won't turn into whatever that journey was going to turn you into.
I mean, like,
that's a very
I mean, like,
anyway.
At least the way I see it, I'm like, okay, you grow up, life, but, like, life is life, and you go through hardships and struggles, and as life keeps going, like, and you get older, you kind of start, like, the world kind of forces you to, like, shy away from your dreams and, like, your ideas, because, like, you're always going to have that person, like, man, well, I don't think that idea is like that. I don't think that idea is, like, good. I feel like you could be, like, you could be this, or you'd be, like, I feel like this idea could be meant for something else. Like, and it's always, like, yeah, critiquing, and, like, you're, like, yeah, critiquing, and you're, like, yeah, your opinion matters, but then you're just, like...
I think it's good to do what you want to do, and... It's good to have feedback from others to make sure your craft is good. But at the same time, do what makes you happy. As long as it's not hurting anybody. Just add that.
And you're just like, yeah.
Murdering is not allowed. Sorry.
You're just like, yeah, like, my opinion matters. But then as time goes on, you're just like,
eh.
The people that gave their opinion to me, low-key kind of like ruined my dream, low-key. Because you're just like,
I know what you mean. I used, like, to try,
you know,
to,
I mean,
make,
like,
always act in a way so everybody would like me. But now I just act stupid, which is my true self, which is awesome. And people who would like me are naturally drawn towards me. And there's always... I've noticed this phenomenon when it comes to, like, me forming friendships with people. It's either... Most of the time, there are a lot of exceptions, but I've seen it happen a lot. Where you either just really dislike me or we, like, get along super well. I don't know why. That's just a little bit of an anecdotal experience.
I think
that happens a lot if you're true to yourself.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
I mean, I personally, like, I like talking a lot. That's one reason
Me
why
too.
I do the radio. And, like, because when I was younger, I was just a naturally, like, you know, corny, goofy kid. I like to talk. I like
Me
to
too.
Ask questions. My mouth will go miles per hour more than my brain. So...
I know exactly what you mean. I even learned how to, like, talk super fast to keep up.
Yeah.
That turned into, like, me being able to rap. It's funny.
Yeah, and, like, as time went on, like...
This is a good leadway to a question I thought of in my absolute mess of a brain. Listen, let me just go on a side tangent just for a half of a second. I have, like, 3 brain cells. 2 of them are, like, on minimum wage. I pay the minimum wage. The other one's on life support. But... I was going to ask, what are, like, who, rather, like, people that inspire you or have inspired you in the past? Like, biggest inspirations you look up to personally? And this goes out to, you know, if you're at home listening to this or in the car, probably in the car, big brain moment. Just think about this, too, because just, like, giving it a second to think of just all the awesome things and, like, things that inspire you is so much better than just languishing in the... sad in the moment, if you know what I mean. But yeah, what about you guys? Feel free to answer. Like, Phoebs, who are you or inspirations? You're a bit older than us, so this will be, like, really cool to hear, because we can, like, look where they are now.
Okay. Straight up, like, y'all are, in a lot of ways, my inspiration, because... Also, so you can be my despair. It kind of goes both ways, because I feel like you're the future. So I feel that way not just about you specifically, but, like,
yeah, I know
young
what you mean.
People
yep.
actually have the most power to inspire me. But then, like, when I look back on, like, those who've come before us, who am I inspired by? I'm inspired by a lot of the unseen people
me
who
too.
Just grind out doing the work. Because they're passionate and they care, and, like, it's not about the limelight, it's not about being famous, it's just about showing up for what matters and, like, what's important. Gosh, but, like, it's hard to even, like, put names to it, because there's hundreds
right.
and hundreds of people,
yeah.
I think, actually, that, like, I could turn to and say have inspired me in big and small ways, like,
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
I don't know. Shahi, I'm curious if you got specific people that jump to mind.
Yeah. Shahi?
What?
He's on that a little
Sorry.
Bit. There. He's just staring at the wall. Who inspires you? Or
who
has inspired
you,
who
DJ Shamani?
Has inspired me?
I can go if you want to think about it for a second.
No.
Okay.
I would say my grandparents. Rest in peace to them.
Good pick.
My grandparents was like a big part of my life.
I also was inspired by your grandparents. No, I'm just joking.
It's so random.
No, I'm just messing with you. I didn't know your grandparents.
Oh, I would say my grandparents, because, like, it was just like, yeah, this is my grandparents. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing at that. A few that come to mind is Atlas. She is a great musical artist, and she, in a way, when I was struggling with my identity and knowing who I was, she was a big help. Like, her music's all about identity, too, and I think it's just, it helped me a lot. But that's one of them. And another one I'm actually gonna go and play a short video. It's around 2 minutes of, and it's beautiful. The person, his name is Exerbia, and all of his videos are, like, super inspirational. It's all about philosophy, and God, it's just, listening to them is so good. I hope you guys share the passion, but I'll hit play.
It so happened that I was sat in the sun with a book, and just as I was about to nod off, a little voice called out, "Excuse me, what is this for?" A small ant had crawled across the page of my book and was now sat staring up at me. "What?" I said. "Excuse me," the ant said. "What is this for?" "What is what for?" I said. "This great black and white expanse I'm standing on now." It tapped the book with a little black leg. "Look," I said, "you wouldn't understand even if I explained it to you." "That might be so," the ant said, "but though I am very small, I am also very curious, and I don't want to turn to dust, having known nothing at all. So if you would, please, what is this for?" He stood up on his two back legs, eagerly awaiting my answer, and his antennae stood to attention, most respectfully. I said, "It's like this. You're standing on a page. Pages are made from trees. We put lots of them together and call it a book." "What is a book for, then?" the ant said. "Well, it stores thoughts," I said. "That way we can transmit them to other people very far away." "How?" the ant said. "Now look, this isn't the time or place," I said, a little too firmly. The ant bowed his tiny head and his antennae wilted. I said softly, "Look, you see those little black squiggles? Excuse me, to you, very big black squiggles about you on the page." The ant nodded. "Those are words and numbers." "They don't look like words and numbers," the ant said. "They represent them," I said. "Hmm," the ant said, and thought about this a while. I said, "Do you understand?" The ant said, "Not really. You were right. It's beyond me. But though I'll never be as clever as you animals, I'm at least a little cleverer than I was a moment ago. So thank you for that." "You're welcome," I said. "Well, good luck on being a thing in the world," the ant said. "Good luck to you too," I said. The little ant made off on his way and disappeared into the grass. I read to the end of my page, but could not forget the little ant. Eventually, I looked up from the book, to the trees, to the mountain, to the sky. The moon was climbing up for evening. Birds were migrating in the distance. I called out, "Excuse me, what is this for?" "What?" came a booming voice above. "This great green and blue sphere I'm standing on now." I patted the ground with my foot. "What is all this for?" "Look," the voice said, "you wouldn't understand even if I explained it to you." "That might be so," I shouted, "but though I am very small, I am also very curious, and I don't want to turn to dust, having known nothing at all. So if you would, please, what is all this for?" And the voice said, "It's like this."
So yeah, that was that short little video, but it's so, like, it's Disney Plus. To me, it's just so good. I love it so much. I find it super inspiring. And I was scrolling down at the comments while, like, we were listening to it, and I just wanted to say there was a funny one saying, here, I'll read it. Sorry, I lost it, guys. Oh no. Phoebe's what it, or, oh, found it. Perfect. It says, "Ant small, stupid, but maybe human small, stupid compared to big smart." And I think that's a beautiful way to put it. What did you guys think of it?
I appreciate, I like perspective shifts. So it's like, there's two lessons in it for me, which is like, remember that you are really tiny in comparison to something, right? Like, everything is relative. You might feel big in one moment and small in another. And then also, it was just like, there was this kind of that impatience of not wanting to answer the aunt's question. And I feel like it's a reminder to like take a minute in life when somebody's asking to learn something from you and being willing to offer that gift. Yeah, offer that gift because like you might want it to be paid forward sometimes. So yeah, no, that's nice.
Yeah. So I just Exurbia in general, E-X-U-R-B-1-A. That's how you spell it. If you guys want to hear anything more like that, check them out. His stuff is so powerful. Huge inspiration for me. But this is another great time to chime in and say our views are not that of the parent organization of the WGXC and all that. This is just our views, the Clubhouse's views. Just thought that I'd throw that out there. But yeah. So, inspirations and aspirations. You know, what else could we talk about here? Is there any... Ooh, I got a perfect question, actually. What makes you inspired? Like, if you're going on a walk, like, what's an action that makes you inspired?
Something that makes me inspired?
Yeah.
I would say...
Tough question, right? Like, something that gives you
inspiration. I would say nature.
Nature?
Yeah, nature.
I know what you mean. And can I just say, going on walks, whether it's in a city, in a town, in nature, I think it's so much cooler doing at night than daytime.
I disagree with you on that.
You think? Oh, really? Sunset and sunrises are also really amazing.
I like sunsets for me.
Sunsets, yeah.
I like sunsets. I like daytime. I do appreciate, like, bright night sky.
Right? Sunsets are beautiful. This gives me a vague memory of my old friend group. We would just sit in a dugout and watch the sunset as it got dark. I know that's a bit random, but that's something that gave me a huge amount of inspiration. Walks at night give me inspiration. For me, it's just walking around and seeing everything so different. Just, it's almost like a shift in perspective, like what Fuse was saying earlier. You know, sometimes you feel small, sometimes you feel great, and that's just so amazing how we're able to do that in general and how the human mind is able to do that. But little tangent aside, what about you, Phoebs?
Nature also inspires me, yeah. That's for sure. Let's see. I mean, painting is an activity I like to do to feel
What's
inspired.
What's that, painting?
Dancing. Dancing always makes me feel inspired.
Dancing is good.
Dancing is really important for me to, like...
I'm not good at it, personally, but it's still fun.
DJ Shamani, you're a photographer, which I think comes from being inspired. What inspires you with that?
Whenever, like, I take photos, I like to think of, like, what the photo says to me.
A picture is worth a thousand words. And mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. But,
Tell me more, Shamani.
Elaborate, my friend.
Like, tell more what you mean when you talk. Like, what's the feel? Like, how do you know? Like, what does it mean when a picture's talking to you?
When a picture talks to me, like, I see through the photo I took. Like, if I take the photo of the skyline, I'm going to be focused on the skyline and a little bit of what is in the background to make that skyline pop.
Ooh, okay. I like that. I used to take photographs. I was a photographer the same way as somebody who just sings for fun as a singer. Like, I wasn't professional. I wasn't close to professional. But, you know, I take a picture with my phone every now and then. I have to agree. Like, just especially in the scene, adding on to the a picture is worth a thousand words quote, like, you know, if you just take a picture of something that's meaningful to you, like, even if it's just a picture of a couple trees, it's like, oh, that's a tree I used to climb every day with my friends, and this is the grass we'd lay on, and, you know, that could elaborate onto a bunch of different stories, and I think that's a good way to put it, personally. And adding on to that, too, I'm going to go on a tiny bit more of a tangent, and stuff that gives me inspiration is I have a journal where I write music lyrics in, and I carry it with me most places I go. And if I'm just feeling a random bit of inspiration, because inspiration tend to comes randomly to me, then I just write it down and I've gotten a bunch of good lyrics off of that. So I think that's a cool little anecdotal experience. So,
yeah, I'm very into carrying a notebook around. It's a great way. It's a great way to catch inspiration when it strikes you, because that's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. You never know. Another thing is when I was just falling asleep one day, right? Or trying to fall asleep. I had insomnia at the time, still do, but I have medicine for it now, thankfully. I just got hit with a burst of inspiration, and I was a little bit sleepy, but I wrote a rough draft, and then the next day I woke up and I perfected it, and it's like one of my best pieces ever. And I think that's super cool how like inspiration can just like randomly, you know what I mean? It's insane,
yeah, for sure,
how some people can be so dedicated to what they do. Like, I don't know, a random example, Mike Tyson. He worked so hard, and he actually grew up in Catskill, so this is actually a really good example now that I think about it. Like, he said that he doesn't even bother counting his, like, exercises like pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups until they start to hurt. And that's like, brain go, ow, how do you do that? That's insane.
I mean, I don't,
yeah, I'm always super impressed by people.
I don't feel like it would be that hard.
Really?
Yeah, because look.
Do 10 push-ups.
Okay, think of it like this. Think of it like this, right? How do I put it? So, let's say you were doing sit-ups, right? Until, like, you could be like, yeah, I could do 5 sit-ups. But then, like.
5 sit-ups?
Yeah, you could be like,
okay,
yeah, I
he
do
didn't
five.
Stop until he started hurting.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, let me finish.
Okay, okay.
So you could do 5 sit-ups.
Right.
But then you're like, all right, back. When you're doing an exercise, what do you notice more? The 5 sit-ups you just did or the sit-ups that you noticed that really hurt?
Can you say that again?
What do you notice more when you're doing an exercise? The sit-ups that you did easily 5 times or the ones that hurt? Which ones do you remember?
Good
when
point,
you're done
but
with a workout?
I feel like he was like super, just even to say it, strong, and like he could do a bunch, which is like I was friends with this one guy. His name was here. I'll just call him B. That's like the initial, and like it just was insane watching him do push-ups because he was super fit. And to think of like somebody like Mike Tyson, he could at least do like, okay, maybe not, but like I could easily see him doing like 100 before it starts hurting. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But that's super cool. And when
but
it
it's
comes,
all relative.
Right?
It's
yeah,
not
that's
really
true.
About the number. I think that was DJ Shawnee's point. It's not really about the number. It's or be like
okay, I think I'm starting to see what
you're
saying there.
What you're gonna end what you're gonna end up focusing on. So like everybody probably doesn't really start to focus on it until it starts to hurt. But the thing is, when he says, I'm not even gonna start counting it until it hurts, that's a different mentality.
Yeah, okay. That's
like,
a great way to
some people are like, oh, it's starting to hurt, I want to tap out, forget, like, that was enough, I'm done. But the reality is, like, yeah, it's not doing anything.
Yeah,
it's not building
that's
muscle until it starts to hurt. It's
I think we were
like,
all on the same page with that. We
and
were just having
like,
a little trouble communicating it. You put it in a great way. I appreciate
happens
that.
Sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
We found each other. But, like, I don't know. I think that, you know, discipline, right, is sort of the thing. Like, if you are passionate about something, to be disciplined, to commit yourself to it. But the thing is, like, I don't know. Discipline with no passion is sad to me. Like, I don't know.
Right? Yeah, I know what you mean.
I need to be disciplined about, yeah. I want to feel like I'm inspired and passionate about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Another way to put it is you can't really feel super angry about something unless you're passionate about it to begin with. That's just a little bit of a tangent because I would always get mad when I couldn't meet my goals. I'm doing a lot better with that now with all my goals. But discipline is super important, especially when passion and discipline combine, you get this great flood of emotions that can really want to make you really want to make you strive through a goal. And speaking of discipline, one of the best like discipliners in a movie, trainers, whatever you want to call it, mentors, was Master Oogway and Kung Fu Panda. So we're gonna it's a bit silly, but we're gonna listen to some of his quotes because it's if you actually think about what they mean, it's actually really cool to just ponder on it a bit and think of it and just it's a bit deep, you know what I mean? So yeah, we're gonna click play on that and maybe we'll chime in a bit while we're listening. We'll see. But I hope you guys enjoy.
Nothing is impossible. One often meets his destiny on the road he takes to avoid it.
We have to do something. We can't just let him march on the valley and take his revenge.
Your mind is like this water, my friend. When it is agitated, it becomes difficult to see. But if you allow it to settle, the answer becomes clear. I understand. You eat when you are upset.
Upset? I'm not upset. Why what makes you think I'm upset?
So why are you upset?
I probably sucked more today than anyone in the history of Kung Fu, in the history of China, in the history of sucking.
Probably.
And the five. Man, you should have seen them. They totally hate me.
Totally.
How's Shifu ever going to turn me into the Dragon Warrior? I mean, I'm not like the five. I've got no claws, no wings, no venom. Even Mantis has those thingies. Maybe I should just quit and go back to making noodles.
Quit, don't quit. Noodles, don't noodles. You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
Quits!
But a real warrior never quits! Don't worry, Master, I will never quit!
Master!
Hmm?
It's very bad news.
Shifu. There is just news. There is no good or bad.
Master, your vision was right. Tai Lung has broken out of prison. He's on his way!
That is bad news. If you do not believe that the Dragon Warrior can stop him.
The panda? Master, that panda is not the Dragon Warrior. He wasn't even meant to be here. It was an accident.
There are no accidents.
Yes, I know. You've said that already. Twice.
Well, that was no accident either.
Thrice.
My old friend... The panda will never fulfill his destiny, nor you yours, until you let go of the illusion of control.
Illusion?
Yes. Look at this tree, Shifu. I cannot make it blossom when it suits me, nor make it bear fruit before its time.
But there are things we can control. I can control when the fruit will fall. And I can control... Where to plant the seed. Hiya! That is no illusion, Master.
Ah, yes. But no matter what you do, that seed will grow to be a peach tree. You may wish for an apple or an orange, but you will get a peach.
But a peach cannot defeat Tai Lung.
Maybe it can, if you are willing to guide it, to nurture it. To believe in it.
But how? How? I need your help, Master.
No. You just need to believe. Promise me, Shifu. Promise me you will believe.
I will try.
Good.
So I think I'm going to step in a bit, because we are approaching a bit to the end of our show, and I just wanted to say those quotes were truly, like, they're so cool to listen to. They're awe-inspiring, if I had to put it in a few words. And I know that host Shamani is actually, like, a really big fan of that quote. So would you like to add on to the, especially, like, the noodles don't noodles part?
No, not really.
Don't got anything?
I would rather just leave it as it is. A good quote for a good show.
Okay. So since we're ending it off, I will say that this is something we could do together too, as like a team. Let's set a goal for the week. It could be something small, like